If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You are likely very familiar with strep throat, probably even had it. I think most of us have at one point or another, you know, the really, really sore throat, and you get the swab from the doc, and you know how it works. Caused by the streptococcal bacteria. Now doctors are growing increasingly worried about another kind of strep bug that's out there, invasive group A streptococcal, I think. It's a far more serious kind of infection, and we're seeing it happen a lot more. Let's find out why. We're going to speak with Dr. Gregory Tyrrell, who is a clinical microbiologist and professor, Department of Laboratory Medicine and Pathology at the University of Alberta. Doctor, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, I mean, like I say, I think most of us have heard of strep in the form of strep throat. So is this the same bacteria, just some, I mean, or is there some difference between this bacteria and what we associate with strep throat?
No, it's the same bacteria. We commonly call this group A streptococci, and it does cause strep throat or pharyngitis. And in rare situations, it can lead to what you termed earlier, invasive disease.
Okay.
I think that's extremely rare. Cases of pharyngitis leading to invasive disease are about 0.05 to 0.1% of cases. So it's extremely rare to see.
Okay. So it's, how are people becoming infected then with these strep A concerns that we're hearing about? What's happening?
We don't really know for sure exactly what's happening. Probably it's multifactorial in nature, meaning many things are occurring. We're seeing a lot more cases in the province, that's correct. What this is really associated with is not entirely clear. We started to see a lot more cases in November 2022, and group A strep commonly causes strep throat in the winter months, December, January, February, March. And we did see this in 2023, November 2022 into 2023, and then it started to wane a bit, and now we're seeing increases again.
Okay. Of
strep throat. And as this happens, you do see the rare cases of invasive disease. So rare cases can occur from pharyngitis lead to invasive disease. So it's not also just strep throat, but group A strep can also occur in the skin.
Right.
And if you get wounds or abrasions or cuts or bruises, and you have group A strep on your skin, there's a potential that that can become invasive as well, leading into your bloodstream and into your soft tissues.
And what are the symptoms? And that moves fast, right? Like if you get a strep infection on your skin, the symptoms, what do we look for, and how quickly can that move?
In very rare situations, it can move fairly quickly. In those, I think you're referring to things like necrotizing fasciitis,
yeah.
disease, or streptococcal toxic shock. And those are exceedingly rare compared to invasive disease. We see more invasive disease than we do necrotizing fasciitis or streptococcal toxic shock. Symptoms, bruising, you start to see pain. You feel pain in different locations where the bacteria have set up infection, and it can progress quite quickly. So it's important that people are aware if they have concerns about their health and they start to have an infection and it gets worse, they really should be going to the emerge or seeing their family physician as soon as they can.
And doctor, the good news about this is it's highly treatable, right? Like it can treat this.
Oh, yes. One of the good things about group A streptococci is that they're very sensitive to penicillin and always have been sensitive to penicillin. There's never been a reported case of resistant group A strep to penicillin in the world. So drugs like amoxicillin, any of those types of drugs, work very, very well against group A strep.
And like you say, we're not really sure why we're seeing this increase since 2022. It's just, I mean, it's pretty tough to nail down exactly what, because it's not just us. I know also in like places like Japan and the United Kingdom, they're seeing similar increases in the number of cases.
Oh, sure. Yes. In the United Kingdom and England, they reported just a few months earlier than us that there were increased cases, and in Europe. So this is occurring all over the Northern Hemisphere. So we're not unique in that respect. Why this is happening is again, as I said, not really clear. Yeah. There are various strains out there. Some people have indicated that they attributed to new variants or new strains of Group A strep. But when we look at the data, there are multiple different strains out there. There's over 30 different strains back in 2023 that we looked at. And so it's not just a single virulent strain going around the world causing this disease or in Alberta, but we're seeing multiple types. So it's got to be more than just a single strain. There's other things probably at play here that we're not aware of.
And bottom line here is don't, it'll go away. It'll go away. If you're worried and you see some sort of an infection, go and see a doctor because it is treatable. And I know that Canadians have died from this, so obviously they didn't seek out treatment quickly enough. The important message here is if you're worried, go see someone, right?
Yeah, I think the important messaging here is, first off, practice proper things like proper hygiene and keep yourself clean as much as possible. Practice respiratory etiquette because this organism can be spread by respiratory secretions such as sneezing or cough. So cover your coughs and your sneezes. As I mentioned, proper hand hygiene. And I would also suggest keep up with your viral vaccinations because Group A strep disease, we've noticed that these become secondary to viral infections
that
first start off earlier. So I think the messaging out there should be if you can be as vaccinated as you can against respiratory diseases such as COVID, influenza. And also invasive Group A strep cases have been associated with chickenpox. So there is a varicella vaccine out there. So I would suggest that people get vaccinated against varicella, especially children. And this can prevent perhaps secondary infections from Group A strep as well.
Good tips. Okay, great. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Okay. I should also mention that the University of Alberta is in the middle of a Group A strep vaccine trial
as well.
And this has been ongoing since November 2022. And I want to make sure that people are aware that we are working towards getting a vaccine for Group A strep. This has not been an easy thing to do. And work has been ongoing here at the U of A with our colleagues and collaborators in Australia. So for us, it's great that we can progress this far in developing a vaccine. It's not been an easy thing to do. So hopefully in a few years, we should have something.
And you're leading the way on this. Like you say, you're working with the group in Australia, and this is sort of the world is watching and waiting to see what you guys come up with. You're leading the way on this.
Yes, we are. And there are other groups also working to develop Group A strep vaccines. But we've entered into a phase one clinical trial here at the University of Alberta. So we're hoping that this proves to be successful and we can move on to further work on this vaccine.
Excellent news. Doctor, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.